You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Thursday, May 14th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 1.7%. That's how far the S&P 500 sold off on Wednesday. Stocks fell 2 days in a row as investors worried about the possibility that Congress wouldn't provide enough new stimulus measures to insulate the economy from the coronavirus pandemic. Trade tensions with China also played a role. This week, the White House told the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board, a federal pension manager, to steer clear of Chinese stocks. No matter what the cause, the main takeaway is that Wall Street is taking a dimmer view of U.S. economic growth. Goldman Sachs now says that unemployment could rise to 25% this year. That would be the highest since the Great Depression. The next number up is 1991. That's the last time General Electric stock closed below its price on Wednesday. GE stock closed at a dismal $5.79, the lowest in almost 30 years. The industrial conglomerate has had a rough few years. In 2018, it had an accounting investigation and some credit downgrades that spooked the market. Back then, GE's aerospace business was its standout. But these days, the coronavirus has everyone staying inside, so people have stopped most non-essential travel to avoid spreading the virus. And that has hurt revenues of airlines, airplane makers, and engine makers like GE. Low interest rates and slow economic growth haven't helped either. And while Wall Street says the stock is a buy, only investors can say whether it's a good deal at the 1991 levels. Our last number is 11%. That's how many more people applied for mortgages last week compared to the week before. On Wednesday, a trade group called the Mortgage Bankers Association reported that mortgage applications were rising, reflecting pent-up demand from last month's coronavirus lockdowns. There's still fewer people applying for mortgages than there were last year, 10% fewer. But last week was the fourth in a row that mortgage applications rose, one bright spot in the pandemic's gloom. And the Mortgage Bankers Association expects the trend to continue. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Thursday, May 14th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.